Good evening, everybody. I want to welcome you to the CARE Town Hall meeting, Healthcare Reform and Ryan White, What Must Be Done to Ensure They Fit. I promise you this will not be the kind of healthcare reform town hall meeting that you may have seen on Fox News. On behalf of the CARE Coalition and its chair, Ernest Hopkins, and the entire CARE board, I'd like to welcome you to this event. We are absolutely delighted to have you here, particularly to have such a great crowd after a long day of meetings. My name is John Bowker. I'm a partner at the law firm of Aaron Fox here in Washington, and I'm the co-manager of the firm's government relations practice. It is our honor and privilege to represent the CARE Coalition here in Washington. As you may know, and we've provided you some material in your packet, CARE Coalition is a national membership organization which advocates for federal appropriations, legislation, policy, and regulations to help those living with HIV/AIDS and those who serve them. CARE is focused, of course, on the Ryan White CARE Act as a central component to the nation's response to HIV/AIDS. Of course, how Ryan White fits into the brave new world of healthcare reform is our topic for tonight. And I want to assure everyone from the outset that the discussion of this topic is not a cause for alarm. Our conversations with the administration and the Hill, and I know you've heard from the administration this week, confirm that no one is talking about dismantling or eliminating Ryan White. What is being discussed, and what we will talk about tonight, is how Ryan White will adapt as healthcare reform, we hope, provides coverage for more and more individuals living with HIV/AIDS. The Senate, in report language, recently framed the discussion in this way, and we've provided this in your packet as well. It looks like this for those of you who can see it. The committee is aware that many of the benefits currently provided through Ryan White CARE Act programs will become available to people living with HIV/AIDS over the next few years through state high-risk pools, health exchanges, and other newly authorized programs. The committee expects HRSA to offer a plan for how to transition Ryan White benefits into a larger system of care so that Ryan White resources may be targeted to the areas of most need. The plan should include a year-by-year action list of actions needed by the administration, the Congress, and the states in order to ensure the smoothest possible transition for beneficiaries. The committee expects this plan no later than 8 months after the enactment of this act. We must help drive and inform this conversation. And we will, and I think tonight is a good step in that direction. Here with us to discuss this topic is our star-studded panel of experts who are living and breathing healthcare reform and HIV/AIDS care advocacy every day. I'm going to introduce them in greater detail in a moment, but in alphabetical order, they are Amy Dembski of Aaron Fox, Laura Hainan from NASDAQ, Ernest Hopkins, the chair of the CARE Coalition, Carol Treston from AIDS Alliance, Andrea Weddle from HIVMA, and again, I'll introduce them in more detail in just a moment. Let me first say a few words about the ground rules for our dialogue tonight. After I introduce the panelists, I'm going to launch into a series of questions about Ryan White and healthcare reform for them to answer. We will continue with my questioning of the panelists for about an hour, which will leave plenty of time for questions for the audience after that, about a half an hour or so. We've stationed microphones in the audience to facilitate the asking of those questions. Because our topics are complex and our time is limited, I'm going to try to enforce strict controls on time so that we can cover as much ground as possible, and then, of course, have plenty of time for refreshments and schmoozing after the program. I also want to let everyone know, particularly those who are going to ask questions, that this session is being recorded and will be posted on the CARE website, www.careCAEAR.org.